Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Well, it's that time again, y'all. The Daytime Emmy pre-nominations have been announced, and we're here to break them down and discuss them. Along with my co-host and sidekick, Emily, we have our...
I have to acknowledge my
third
presence here.
Exactly. We have our third co-host, Kathy, with us. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
It's been a while, girl.
It has been a while.
It's been too long.
Yeah.
Been a very busy person lately.
Yeah, I noticed that. I sent her like 8 texts one day, and I was like, Kathy, you can't play with me. You're going to have to respond. because like literally, I don't remember. Oh, it was when Mary Beth Evans and Stephen Nichols like had their little lunch shape. Okay, so I saw the pictures that she posted, like Mary Beth, and I was so excited. And I'm like, Kathy, like, 4 texts. And then I was like, look at this picture. And I found another one while I was Instagram stalking Mary Beth. Yeah, shout out to you for me stalking you. But I see a screenshot. I was like, how did I miss this? And I sent it to her. I was like, Kathy. And then he posted, then Stephen posted that they had, like, something in the works together. And then I took a screenshot of that and sent it to Kathy. I was like, Kathy, I'm dying over here. This was, like, over the course of 3 days, and finally, like, she replied to me, and I was like, well, now I'm out of the mood.
My boss went through this stage where she actually expected me to do work at work instead of do soaps at work. Go figure.
Did she really say that to you?
Wow.
That is pretty awesome. Like, I would be like, but I'm good at doing soaps.
Yes, I'm good at this.
I literally, okay, fun story, guys. Prenoms came out today. I was sitting at my desk at school at, like, 10:55, and I was like, okay, it's about time. Like, they need to hurry up. I'm tired of waiting. They're supposed to come out at 11. At 10:58, Cody texted me. He's like, here they are. It's like, finally, it's been long enough. Like, I can't handle it. And then I couldn't, then the bell rang. Like, the bell rings at, like, 10:58. And I was walking to English, and I was like, I called him. I'm like, read them to me because I can't walk and read. So he had to read them to me. That's friendship.
Yep, that's friendship goals
good
right there.
Friends. Okay, let's do this. How are we doing?
Let's go. You want to do a top 5 in each category, and then who we think will win, who should win, and then a dark horse picks?
That's like so much, but I can do that. Okay, so like, our top 5 standouts in the categories. Also, guys, just a disclaimer, don't bitch at us because you don't like what we say about who we pick, because we pick who we think should win. So if you don't agree, we can respectfully disagree and chat about it on the internet, but you don't have to be a jerk.
I did have a...
disclaimer over.
let's run through our snubs first. I did have a 3 snubs that I thought really deserved to be on this list. Well,
we're talking about lead actress or just
or
in general.
Well, let's do it
in general
because we'll be here all
it's
day.
In general,
by category.
Right. I don't watch this show anymore. I've been hearing a lot of buzz, but Jen Lilly should have been on this list by far.
You're a little biased towards Jen Lilly, though. That's okay.
I may be more than a little biased, but, I mean, all bias out the window. Jen should have seriously been on this list.
I agree.
Who else? Somebody else that should have been on this list, I think, is Emmy Rylan. For her work last year.
Also, we don't know. Keep in mind, we don't know who actually submitted and who didn't. So
somebody
we think got snubbed didn't submit. I understand why, but if they did submit and didn't get picked, I don't understand that. But we don't actually know who all submitted unless you ask them, and most people don't answer. Like for some reason, I've tweeted Lisa Liz this girl like 30 times and asked her when her baby's due, and she won't answer. But she talks about being pregnant on Twitter, and she answers people's pregnancy questions, but she won't tell me when it's due, which is really kind of annoying because I want to know.
Yeah, but anyway.
Anyways.
Yeah, because if we're going to start talking about people that were snubbed off this list, and again, having no idea whether or not he submitted or anything, I want to know where Roger Howard is, because, oh, my
Amen.
God.
Exactly.
Preach, girl.
I'm into that.
Cody was going to say that. Okay, I have
a couple.
Yes,
I was going to say that, too.
I have, like, three. Well, yeah, I have three, maybe four. Maurice Menard, because, hello. Shouldn't he just get a rite of passage on that list for being himself? No, I'm just kidding, guys. I don't feel that way, for real. What about Jane Elliott? Like, I know that she got nominated last year, but still, she's kind of
amazing.
But,
you know, traditionally Jane Elliott refuses to submit.
Yeah, I know.
And
Frank
talked her into it last year, but she,
mm-hmm.
She doesn't really do that.
Yeah,
you
know,
she has her Emmy,
so
and
good.
She's happy with it, and she works to work. She's got one of the most amazing work ethics I think of anybody that's out there in Zipland.
I agree.
And you know, a lot of people like, because I'm in the Luke and Laura fandom group, Jeannie Francis fans, holla at me. But anyway, I'm in that little group, and a lot of them really hate Jane Elliott. Like, they resent her because she's Tracy Corner Man, and I'm like, I love her. Like, I'm like, I mean, you guys, because a lot of people don't like her because they don't like the fact that, like, Luke's with Tracy instead of Laura or whatever, which, okay, not everyone likes. I'm one of those people that I've accepted it and moved on with my day. However, I don't understand why people, like, resent her as a person, because I think she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looked amazing in these past few episodes of General Hospital. Like, girl has been slaying, okay? I just needed to throw that out there. Okay, snubbed. More of them. Kirsten Storms. Kirsten, however we're pronouncing it today. She should have been on there. Because didn't she have all that baby trial crap going on, like, this whole year? And all that emotional stuff that happened. I don't understand why that didn't happen. I'm trying to think who else. I was going to say Mara West, but then I was like, nope, she's on there.
Nope, she's on there.
She's on there, yeah.
Yeah, and okay, I'm trying to think of men, but I can't really think of any men that didn't get an honor.
I can't either, to be honest with you.
Women is
hard. Except for Roger.
There's so many women. Yeah, except for Roger and Mo, but, you know. What about you, Kathy?
And I do think that when we start talking about lead actor, too, I mean, it's obvious in that category that it's one of the weaker ones. And I mean, there's some good talent in there, but it's like the same people over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I got deja vu looking at this list, because a lot of these lead actresses got pre-noms last year and just didn't get an actual nomination, which I thought was crazy. Mm-hmm. Also, when I was talking to Cody earlier, I was like, read them to me, but only the General Hospital ones, unless Mary Beth Evans and Christian Alfonso were on that list. Then you can read those too. And I was like, well, they haven't really had that much, but still, I still was like, that would be nice, because I love them. But, you know, they didn't really have that much to do this year, as far as, like...
I was going to say, to be frank, I don't know what Mary Beth Evans would have submitted. She's not... Now,
yeah,
don't get me wrong, because what she has had, she killed. I mean, she killed...
But she hasn't
had
a lot, yeah.
But she's just not...
They don't utilize that. Because
right.
I keep up with what she does on the show. Like, I don't watch it, but I keep up with Kayla Brady. I keep up with the Brady clan because they're my favorites. But I always see her fan page tweeting, like, where's Mary Beth? Where's Mary Beth? Because they hadn't seen her in, like, 6 weeks, and I was like, that's ridiculous. That's Judy Francis style right there. Not the curse or anything, because we know how that turned out. I'm not bitter at all. But, But I do
think
she's underutilized.
So are we ready to take a look at what we got here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
Let's take a look at it.
Well, I've got the list of, like, the full list. Do you guys want to hear the full list of people that are on the pre-nom list before we
get there?
Okay.
So basically, the full list of outstanding lead actress and drama series pre-noms are Tracy Bregman from Young and the Restless, Jessica Collins from Young and the Restless, Melissa Claire Egan from Young and the Restless, Catherine Kelly Lang from Bold and Beautiful, Peggy McKay from Days of Our Lives, Allison Sweeney from Days of Our Lives, Gina Tognoni from Young and the Restless, Heather Tom from Bold and the Beautiful, Mara West from General Hospital, and Laura Wright from General Hospital.
You sound like the lady that does it at the Emmys when they're like, nominated for this category. Okay, so
I'm
going to
take that
first.
As a compliment, I think.
That's a compliment for sure.
It's
okay,
a big compliment.
Cassie didn't pick top five. She just picked her, like,
picked my top five, and then who would win, or who should win, who will win, and a dark horse in the category.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have a lot to do, so instead of just, we'll just go down our list and do our thing, so one of y'all start, and instead of explaining each one, we'll just kind of keep it moving, because we got a lot, and then we can go back and talk about them and their work, like, at the end. If that works, that'll work. Okay. Cody,
that'll work.
You go first.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's see.
Do you want me to go while you're getting ready?
Yeah.
Okay. My five picks for lead actress were Peggy McKay from Days, Allison Sweeney from Days, Gina Tognoni from Young and the Restless, Heather Tom from Bold and Beautiful, and Mara West from GH. That's who I think will win the nominations.
Okay, and your who will win, who should win, dark horse.
Who should win is Mara West. I mean, she's phenomenal. Who will win, I think, is probably going to get the sentiment vote is Allison Sweeney, just because, mm-hmm. you know, she's gone. She was such a big deal of Days. And my dark horse that I've got down, is Peggy McKay, because the scene that I'm guessing she probably submitted was Emmy bait all over it. She's been an icon in the, you know, on that show for years and years and years. So you never know what they're going to do with that when they've got the opportunity. I mean, they kind of passed over it with Jane Elliott last year, but, you know, that's, so I kind of got her losing in my dark horse.
I cannot believe Jane Elliott got beat.
My top five are, I was a little iffy on Mara West and Laura Wright, so I threw them in there as a tie. So I've got Mara West, Laura Wright, Gina Tognoni, Allison Sweeney, and Catherine Kelly Lang.
And your dark horse, who should win, who will win?
My dark horse, who should win, is Gina Tognoni, who will win is Mara West. Absolutely.
And who's your dark horse? Oh, he grouped them together.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so I do not have Gina in my five because I don't
Gina
know her work that well.
Is both my dark horse and my who should win, by the way. So.
Okay, I didn't have her in my top. Well, I have her in my top five, but I'm not like that familiar with her. But okay,
mm-hmm.
my top five. Well, six, because I couldn't narrow it down to five, and they're going to have six nominations, I think, in this category. Peggy McKay from Days of Our Lives, Allison Sweeney from Days of Our Lives, Heather Tom from Bold and Beautiful, Gina Tognoni from, I don't know how to say that, I'm not Italian, from The Young and the Restless, Mara West, and Laura Wright from General Hospital. Who should win? Mara, maybe. I don't know, I'm really biased, because, like, Laura is my favorite, but Mara West should win. Who will win? Probably Allison Sweeney because of that whole sympathy thing. She left the show, blah, blah, blah. It's everywhere. Not that she's not amazing, but that'll probably win it for her. And the dark horse, I think, like, maybe Heather Tom. So I feel like nobody's expecting that one. Like, nobody, I don't think anybody expects her to win. But I could
Well, I don't know. I mean, Heather Tom is actually maybe it's gotten to the point where she's won it so often that nobody expects it anymore.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like
she's
won it.
She's what, like
a...
But
she's
a category.
And I don't even
she's
watch that show.
She's a perennial favorite, though. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
I
think the thing with Allison Sweeney, I mean, she did have some fantastic material, you know, when
oh, yeah,
EJ
when he
died. When EJ
yeah.
died, there was some really good stuff there. But she tends to play things very overwrought. I mean, that was, I know everybody was, like, weeping tears and stuff like that. To be honest, I wasn't. I was just like,
yeah,
this is a little too melodramatic for me, but...
That.
And I generally like her. I liked Sammy.
Yeah.
I liked bad Sammy. I liked getting even Sammy. I don't like melodramatic weepy Sammy. That's just it doesn't do it for me. Mara West. I mean, you know. I mean, I she got robbed out of this nomination last year. To be completely
Amen.
Honest, but she followed it up with another year of just oh my god, amazing material. And you know,
And
really, now Peggy McKay's scene, the reason I think that is she, and I don't know if you guys are familiar, but she had this really fantastic scene during Will and Sonny's wedding. and where she got up and she told the story about a gay couple that used to come into their, you know, their market every day and not realizing that they were gay until years later because one of them died and he had to hide it from his family. And it was this, you know, her character has Alzheimer's right now. And
yeah.
So everybody thought she was just going into this rambling tale, but really what it was is she was bringing it back around to how, you know, love doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. Same-sex marriage is not a thing. You know, basically love is love is love. And it was a really great, it was good material to submit for something like this. And Dave,
I think I saw that. I don't remember if I think I saw that in like a Will and Sunny video on YouTube, but
yeah, hold on a second.
Okay.
Oh, we've got another caller, and I'm pretty sure I know who it is. I'm pretty sure. Hold on.
Oh boy. We don't really call us.
865, you're on.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Misty.
Who's this?
Hi. How are you guys?
I'm with you. Hey, Misty. What's up?
Hello.
Wow. What's up, girl?
That was rude. I didn't mean it like that. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Okay. What I was really going to say before I forget, going back to Allison Sweeney for a second, okay, I saw that one scene where she found out that EJ, like, screwed around on her. She's, like, yelling at him, and she, like, falls on the floor, and I was like, really? Can we get back up off the floor, maybe? Like, okay, she's a great actress, but that wasn't, like, a little much. Like, that was intense. Like, I don't know.
And to be fair to all the actors on Days, they haven't exactly been getting top-notch material over this past year either.
That's true.
It's a sad state of writing affairs at Days right now, so,
Okay, my thing is if I start watching that show on the regular, because I, like, check it out online and I follow it on Twitter and stuff, if I watch that show on, like, the regular, it will just piss me off that the people I like aren't on. So I don't need that in my life again. I already have that in my life once. So, you know.
Let's
what do you
move
think,
on,
Misty?
Yeah.
Lead actresses.
What? Sorry.
Lead actresses. Who do you think? Okay, let's say, who do you think should win, who do you think will win, and who's your dark horse?
I didn't get to look at the prenoms yet before I called in. But
at
Eileen
least you're
Davidson
on, it.
On there.
Is who?
Eileen Davidson.
Nope.
No, she's not.
No?
She's not.
So it's Allison Sweeney.
Yeah, and Allison Sweeney's on there. Peggy McKay. Who
Allison's
else
on
Days is on there? I think that's the, is that the only two from Days, Kathy? They are.
I'll check.
Yeah,
hold
the only
on.
Two from Days are Allison Sweeney and Peggy McKay.
And Peggy McKay,
okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I'm going to go with, I want Allison Sweeney to win. Sammy was my favorite character. I was listening to you guys before
Sammy's
talking about
amazing.
How overly dramatic she was. But
No, okay, but I love her. Like, it's not like we don't like her. It's just like sometimes she is just so intense, and it's like, damn, calm down. Like,
yeah.
Girl,
well,
Sammy,
I think
Sammy
she was going
over for
it, and she knew it was her final day, so she wanted to go out with some
I agree, yeah.
Oh, the bang,
yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But she's good.
Yeah.
I love her personality. I took that personality quiz, and it told me I was Sammy Brady, and I was like, I'm cool with that.
Well, Sammy Brady cool. Is at her absolute best when she is scheming and wheeling and dealing. And I will say that probably my favorite scene when she was going through all the scenes after EJ died were just those quiet scenes when she was in bed with, you know, Johnny trying to comfort him about the death of his dad. I mean, when they give her the overwrought material, it's just too much. It just takes it way too over the top. Her best things are those quiet moments where she's just emotionally broken and then when she is scheming. And that revenge plot with Kate was absolutely awesome. And then they just flipped it on there, and I was just like, okay, I'm done.
I liked the scene where she was in the morgue with his body or whatever. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where she, like, had to identify his body or something. I don't know. I don't watch it. I just saw it on YouTube because I was like, let's watch this. EJ DeMera died. Let's watch it. But I liked that. I liked that scene, but no, I like her. Like, I took that quiz about, like, what town you should live in, and I, like, they were like, which one's you? And I was like, Sammy Brady, because she's a bitch, and she gets me. And then they asked, like, me to pick a soap punk, and I was like, there's Bo without a shirt. Like, do I have another choice? Because that's the one I want. So then it's like, you should live in Salem. Like, obviously I should. Can it be a real place?
Let's move on to a lead actor in a drama series.
Who wants
to go
first?
So the list of the prenoms, or the prenoms list, is Peter Bergman, Young and the Restless, Eric Braden, Young and the Restless, Tyler Christopher, General Hospital, Daniel Crossgrove from Days, Doug Davidson from Young and the Restless, Anthony Geary from General Hospital, Justin Hartley from Young and the Restless, Christian LeBlanc, Young and the Restless, John McCook, Bold and Beautiful, Billy Miller from Young and the Restless, Jason Thompson from General Hospital.
Who's going first?
I'll start this one off.
Okay.
My top five are Tony Geary, Billy Miller, Jason Thompson, Christian LeBlanc, and Tyler Christopher, who should win this category. Tony Geary should win this category. Who will win this category? Hands down, Billy Miller. A dark horse is a Tyler Christopher for this.
Good choices. Kathy, you want to go next?
Sure. And first of all, when we were talking about snubs earlier, I think I left one off, but I don't think he actually submitted prenom material. But honestly, Michael Muni, that's a big one right there, because those scenes on his way out the door were fantastic stuff. But I think him submitting probably would have caused even more controversy than the prenom. So, you know.
Probably.
Okay, so my five that I have were Doug Davidson, Anthony Geary, Billy Miller, Jason Thompson, and Peter Bergman. And who I think should win is Billy Miller. Those scenes, again, he and Michael Muni, those scenes when he was exiting Young and the Restless, I don't even watch that show. I watched all of that just enthralled. It made me a fan before he ever came to GH, because, wow, it was just some amazing stuff that they were cranking out on their way out the door. Who I think will win is Tony Geary, because they can't help it. Every time his name's on a ballot, they gave him an award. I'm not a fan of the work that he did this past year. I think it's self-serving, kind of egotistical, and over the top.
I'm so bored of it, too. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad I'm not alone.
And my dark horse is Peter Bergman, simply because you never know. Every time that people are up in arms trying to figure out what they're going to do, they toss him a bone. So, you know. I mean, he does some good, solid work. He's always there, and people in the industry like him. So I've got him listed as my dark horse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my top five are Peter Bergman, Anthony Geary, Tyler Christopher, Billy Miller, and Jason Thompson, who I think should win. It's, hard for me to pick, because, I want to say Tyler, but then people think I'm just saying that because I'm in love with him. But for real, the scenes he had where he was, yelling at Kelly, Seabaugh's character, over, her lying to him were so good. He scared me. And I was like, bro, chill. And, you know, I want him to win. Part of me is, I want him to win because he's amazing. And then part of me is, I want him to win because he's gorgeous. But anyways, who will win? Tony Geary. Okay. I like Luke Spencer, as a partner to Laura. I don't like him individually that much. I mean, I occasionally do some of the stuff, but I'm sick of Luke, fake Luke, whoever the hell he is. I'm sick of that. The work he did was good. In general, what he's done, is good, but I don't like it, personally. I'm just tired of it. It's stupid. It's literally been going on a year, because on our first radio show ever together, which was last March, that's what we talked about. That's ridiculous. I'm tired of it, and he's good. But every time his name's on the ballot, he wins. It's not really a competition with him. And he gets, when he's in, okay, it annoys me because, he always gets nominated or whatever. And then when somebody, his counterpart, if he's nominated and, say, Jane Elliott's nominated, or Jeannie Francis, or anybody that plays office with him, they could both be nominated for stuff they did together. They could have submitted the same stuff, and he's going to win every time, and the female half is not. And I don't think that's fair. I don't like that. Just my opinion. And my dark horse is Peter Bergman, because I think he should win every year. I love him, and I don't even watch Young and the Restless. Moving on. Sorry about my Tony Geary rant. That was long.
That was long.
Well, that's how I feel. I don't think it's fair the way that he so, like, I mean, he's good, but he is so praised, whereas, like, his female counterparts that play opposite
right.
him and, like, mm-hmm. are half responsible for his material and his scenes aren't
mm-hmm.
as recognized as he is, and that bothers me.
Well, and I think I tweeted something the other night. I was watching one of the episodes the other night, and I was like, you know, they're not going to be able to blow up the Haunted Star because Kanagiri has chewed all the remaining scenery left at the set. You know what I mean? It's this whole thing, and you can tell he's having a blast, but at this point, he's the only one. Like, the viewers are like, come on.
Yeah,
I mean, you know. And I mean, I generally like him as an actor, but he's got a skewed idea of what people will find entertaining, and he tends to push his agenda to make it happen. And I'm over this whole story. I'm over, and playing two people is not difficult when they're reacting exactly the same way, which is over the top. So
yeah. Well, yeah, and it's not even like okay when you think about it, like him. Okay, even like Jeannie Francis aside, because people will think I'm saying this because I love her. Jane Elliott is an amazing actress, and she plays his wife, his whatever, all the time. Like, she's in his life on and off for a long time. She is, like, not as praised as he is, and she's half responsible for what he does. Like, she's his office, and he's playing off of her, and she's not – that's how it is with him. And it really kind of annoys me because I'm like, they already make more money than women. Like, can we at least give them some kind of recognition? But – you know, everybody praises him, but they don't realize the people that he's in scenes with, especially the women that he plays opposite of, are a big part of that.
Okay,
rant over. We have to move on. It's 5:20, and we are only on the second category.
Yes, let's move on. A supporting actress.
Okay,
for me,
so
it was...
do we want to get...
go ahead with the... noms, go ahead.
Let's skip the list
okay.
and just do top five, because I don't think we have that much time left, and we need to hurry up.
Okay.
Oh, we actually have
The list is Lindsay Godfrey from Bold and Beautiful, Nancy Lee Braun from John.
I'm
Young and the Restless. I'm reading the list and y'all are talking.
I'm sorry.
Elizabeth Hendrickson, Young and the Restless, Vanilla Hughes, General Hospital, Lisa Le Cicero from General Hospital, Kim Matula from Bold and Beautiful, Katie McClain from Young and the Restless, Michelle Stafford, General Hospital, Michelle Stiles, Days of Our Lives, and Kelly Sullivan, Young and the Restless.
Who's going first?
I'll go again. My top five for this, and this to me is honestly GH's to lose, because you've got three powerhouse actresses in Fanola, Michelle, and the other one.
Lisa and Nancy are on there, too.
Nancy Lee Braun and Lisa Lissinger are also from GH.
You have several powerhouse actresses there, but my top five, Liz Hendrickson, Lisa Le Cicero, Michelle Stafford, Fanola Hughes, and Amelia Hanley, who should win this. I'm going Liz Hendrickson with this, who will win. Probably Amelia Hanley. And my dark horse is Fanola Hughes.
Good choice.
So.
Okay. My top five are Nancy Lee Braun, Fanola Hughes, Katie McClain, Lisa Le Cicero, and Michelle Stafford. And yes, I picked all the GHers because they're amazing. Who should win? I think Fanola Hughes should win because I think she's incredible. Who will win? I think Michelle Stafford will win. And, like, my dark horse is Katie McClain. Totally different than Cody's, but it works. Kathy?
My list of five is Amelia Hindley, Fanola Hughes, Kim Matula, Michelle Stafford, and Kelly Sullivan. And I think who should win, I think, out of those is Fanola Hughes. The woman is amazing with everything she plays. She can be given a three-second scene, and she steals it out from under anybody because she's just that awesome. I think will win is Michelle Stafford, and I will say that I'm completely fine with that because she is equally amazing.
It's been
such a pleasure having her over on GH. She's just She's awesome. Now, the dark horse they have is Kelly Sullivan, and I have her listed there because people in the industry just absolutely adore her. You know, everybody was so excited, everybody in the world was so excited when they heard she was coming to YNR, and everybody, all the viewers were like, huh? And everybody else was like, oh, my God, she's so great, you know. So she must be, like, a really, really cool person because people just really like her. And she was nominated last year. We did the same thing last year. It was like, huh? You know, but... so she's my dark horse.
She's amazing. Honestly, I agree. Like, she tweeted me twice, and I, like, freaked out, and I don't even like her that much. Like, on the character she played, I didn't even like her that much, and I got so excited because Kelly Sullivan talked to me. But she's amazing, and she was amazing on General Hospital. I didn't like her character, but she's still a good actress, and she still played it well. So,
I agree.
And Michelle Stafford is Michelle Stafford, so it's okay if she wins.
So, outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding supporting actor. We'll just run down our top five real quick.
Are we running out of time? I think we are.
We've got about 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
For me, it was a Chad Dill, Bratton James, a Christoph St. John, a Jacob Young, and Scott Clifton. Who should win this category? Scott Clifton. Who will win? Jacob Young. And Chad Dill is my dark horse for this.
Okay, Kathy, you want to go?
My list is Blake Barris, Steve Burton, Chad Dill, Eric Maltzoff, and Christoph St. John. And who I think will win this is Chad Dill. Oh, my God, that the whole AJ fallout. I'm still on a high over all of that. It was awesome and amazing and wonderful and every other positive adjective you can think of to call it. Who should win? To be completely frank, and I will be stunned if he doesn't win, so I'd actually be okay with this one too, is Blake Barris. Blake Barris plays Nick on Days, and he put in some of the most amazing work I've seen. I mean, he basically was front and center the entire time he was on that show last year, and the story was great. They had Nick twisted around into everything going on, and he just pulled it off really, really well. And you could tell he was never overwrought with it. It was awesome. Now the dark horse for this is Eric Marsoff. He also had a really good year last year, but I'm not so sure they'll take him simply because you know, he did win this category last year. Or actually, no, I guess he won lead actor last year, didn't he?
I don't remember. He won an actor
last
year, but I don't know which category it was in.
But to be completely honest, out of all the five that I listed there, with the exception of Steve Burton, who I think is kind of a hack, and I put him on there just because we know he's going to get nominated, I would be okay with almost everybody in that category. I mean, it was a really tough category even when we were in Pick Down. It's just everybody in that category had a really solid year.
All right.
I agree. Okay. Mine, I
younger
picked four because... Oh, wait, I have to do mine. I didn't go.
Oh, go ahead, Em. Yeah, never mind.
Okay,
go ahead.
So I only picked four because I couldn't decide on a fifth one. I picked Eric Marsoff, Steve Burton, Christoph St. John, and Chad Dill. Who will win? I think Chad Dill will win. Who should win? I think Eric Marsoff should win because I just hear so much about him, and I'm not that familiar with him on days, but I don't know. I see a lot of buzz about him on Twitter, and everybody seems to be loving it and eating it up, so... whatever. And I think the dark horse probably Christoph St. John, because everybody's like, oh, guess who's going to get on? Everybody's like, Steve Burton should win on Twitter. I saw that a lot, and I was like, I don't think so. I think Christoph's going to sneak up in there, maybe. I don't know.
Right.
I like his tweets, so I'm going to say him.
All right.
Wait. Misty's still there. Misty, are you still there?
Oh, nope, she left.
Oh, okay, because I felt like we forgot about her, and I felt bad.
I messaged her on Twitter, and she said she had to go to her a workout, so I thought she's there.
Cool.
She just wanted to listen anyway, so. All right,
what category are we in
now? A younger actress, and we have about 9 minutes, so.
Okay.
A younger actress. For me, it was... a Camilla Banas, a Lauren Bowles, a Cameron Grimes, a Hunter King, and Haley Pulis. Okay, who should win this category, it's Cameron Grimes to lose, I think. Who will win? Probably Hunter King. And my dark horse is Haley Poulos.
Okay. Kathy, you go.
My list was Kristen Alderson, Camilla Banas, Cameron Grimes, Hunter King, and Haley Poulos. Who I said will win is Cameron Grimes. I think they're going to throw her a bone because it's her last year in this category. She's 25 this year, so last year she can be in it. Who should win?
Right.
Having watched most of these actresses this year, with the exception of the YNR crowd, I'm going to say Haley Poulos. She has some really great stuff after Rick's, you know, fake death. And then the dark horse is Camilla Banas, who didn't really impress me on anything Days related until maybe her last 2 months on that show. And she really pulled out all of the tricks out of her bag and did a great job on her way out the door. So she's my dark horse.
Okay, I picked Camilla Banas, Kristen Alderson, Hunter King, Cameron Grimes, and Haley Poulos. Who I think should win is Haley Poulos, who I think will win. Either Hunter or Cameron, I'm not totally sure. And dark horse is Camilla Banas because I think she has, out of that group of people, I feel like she's like the one that people aren't really thinking that much about, and everybody's like Haley Poulos, like she's the big standout there. And so I don't think people are expecting Camilla, but I think she could win.
All right, a younger actor, Brian Craig. I had Brian Craig, Max Eric, Freddie Smith, Casey Miles, and Taquan Richmond, who a should win to me is probably Freddie Smith. Who a will win is Brian Craig. And my dark horse is Casey Miles in this one.
Okay, Kathy, you want to go? I'll go last. I'm good at that.
My actors are younger actor Brian Craig, Max Eric, Casey Moss, Taquan Richmond, and Freddie Smith. Who I think will win is Casey Moss, although to be completely honest, he shouldn't. Last year should have been his year, his big year, either he or Brian Craig last year. Casey Moss has been doing a lot of hack material this year, unfortunately, and he's a whole lot better than what they're giving him. Who should win? I'm going to say Brian Craig. Again, last year was probably a better year for him to really had the shot at this, and he got snubbed for nomination last year. But to be frank, I guess he did get in that category. He didn't get it though, but anyway, he did have better material last year, but he had some really great stuff this year too. My dark horse is Max Eric, just because I hear so much buzz about what he's got going on over at YNR. I would even throw Taquan Richmond in there, but because he is an amazing actor, and I honestly think
he is good.
He would be on this list hands down, but at the same time, they never give him anything worthwhile of playing, and he just doesn't have the material, I think, to pull it out. He's definitely got the talent, but not the material.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay, I only picked four because there was a small category, and I can't make decisions, apparently. So, Brian Craig, Casey Moss, Max, Eric, and Taquan Richmond, who I think should win. I think Brian Craig should win. Who I think will win, maybe Casey Moss, I think. And then my dark horse is Taquan, because I think he's really, really good. And he's like, I don't think he's bragged on enough. I don't think people talk about him enough, but I think he's amazing. Wow, we did it, guys.
We did it. In a matter of 38 minutes.
did you guys get the feeling this year that I saw a lot of nominations on the list this year for the prenoms that felt like they really should have been, that it's almost like they were toss-offs because they should have been there last year and weren't?
Yeah, I feel that way too.
Yeah, I think so. You know,
and I feel like, okay, I feel like it's a joke that Laura Wright's on the prenoms list because I don't think she's going to get the nomination. Like, I feel like they stick her there every year just because they need another person down there. And, like, I love her, don't get me wrong, and I think she had some good stuff this year, but I don't see her. I mean, I would love for her to be nominated, but I don't see that happening the way that this always works out.
That's the same way I feel about Nancy LeGrand. I mean, I love her. I think she's a great actress. And I've been a big fan of hers for a very long time, but I was thinking back material-wise, just realistically material-wise, what did she have to even really submit last year? And she just didn't, they didn't really give her a lot. Same with, you know, Lisa LeCicero. I mean, I think she's fantastic actress. I think she's very underrated as an actress, but she's... She wasn't really given that anything that great. I mean, you know, she got to boohoo over Sunny a little bit, so what, you know?
Yeah, but, yeah, it wasn't anything, like, intense that stands out in my mind. Like, the only thing that Laura had that stands out in my mind is, like, that whole Franco wedding catastrophe, and that was good, but it was more focused on, like, Roger than Laura, in my opinion.
Well,
I can't really think about anything that she did.
Well, and let's be frank, I mean, that entire scene right there was totally was owned by Roger Howarth. I mean, that was.
I agree.
And, you know, indirectly by Chad Duell, because, you know, his reaction to what was going on was epic. I mean, there was some really good material to go through. GH had a great year this year. Days started out the beginning of the year with a great year, but then they just moved down into the biggest mess I've ever seen on daytime. And then, Golden Beautiful had a strong end of the year, too. They had some really good stuff, too. I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen with the Emmys this year, the daytime Emmys.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with Gold, but I do keep up with, I keep up with Days because I want, I'm interested, but I'm not interested enough to, record it every day. So if my people are on, I check it out on the internet, but I don't, watch the whole episode. And then YNR, I, sort of know what happens because people live tweet about it and I read their tweets, but I don't keep up with it as much as Days or General Hospital, so I'm not that familiar, so I don't think I can make judgment calls about it, but, you know.
Well, I just started watching Bold and Beautiful this year, and it is so much fun. It's like old school 80s soap. It's awesome.
Stop it. You're such an enabler. You know that, okay?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, yeah, you do. She's the one that got me on the Stephen Caleb thing, and then she's like, you should watch Bo and Hope, too. And now I'm in love with Bo Brady. And also, she was like, you should watch Santa Barbara. And I'm like, shut up, Kathy. Shut up. Like, no, stop it. She's an enabler.
This has been fun,
haven't you, ladies? Anybody that calls themselves a fan of Nancy Lee Grun and hasn't seen Mason and Julia.
I'm not there yet. Chill out. Okay. I was an egg back then. Oh my goodness. I swear. I was talking to when we had to see this on our show the last time. She was like, I was like, I don't know what's happening. She asked me, so what scenes did we just recently see? I was like, I don't know. I don't watch that show. And she was like, Emily. And I was like, I don't. I'm still in 1985. Right? No, I'm in 1987. I was like, right now your character's on trial for murder and she's marrying some guy she doesn't love. That's where I'm at. And she's like, you only have 30 years. I was like, I was an egg back then. I have to catch up. You don't understand.
We've only got about 3 minutes left. So I think I'm going to let y'all go and kind of wrap up here, okay?
Wait, I got to do an announcement in a 20-second
version. Thanks for having me out. It's always fun.
Thank you for coming. But let me do 20-second announcements and then we'll end the show.
Alrighty.
Next Tuesday, the 10th, Gregory Martin. That's right. You heard that right.
That's yes, Gregory Martin will be on the show.
March 14th, we're partying hard because my 1 year anniversary on the show. And I just threw that in there because I didn't have another announcement and I didn't want to build all that up and then only have one.
Right, exactly. Well,
yay, go team.
Like as I said, this has been fun. And March 26th, mark your calendars, we'll do this again for the actual nominations, okay?
Kathy, you have to get out of work that day.
Yep.
She's not there anymore, is she?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
She's here.
If I was talking and you weren't on the line anymore, that would be super embarrassing, and I've done that before.
All right,
bye, y'all.
I'll let y'all go and wrap up here. Bye, y'all.
All right, bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our Daytime Emmy pre-nominations chat. As Emily alluded to, at the 10th at 6 p.m. Eastern, we have a Gregory Martin joining us on the show. I think that'll do it for the announcements, so I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.